as well as one on October 28th, end quote. Amador from Rotterdam is the 46th district senator, and Strong from Kingston wants to replace him in the district that includes all of Greene and Montgomery counties and parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Daniel Zuckerman reports in Columbia Green Media that an October 3rd Durham Comprehensive Plan meeting turned into a discussion about how the town should reopen the elementary school that closed 4 years ago. Most of the appeals to reopen the school were based on emotions rather than facts. Joanne Schilderheim of Durham said the closed school, which merged with the Cairo Elementary School, and I quote, "It's been very detrimental to the community, detrimental to our children. There was very much a cultural of, this is your community, be proud of it," end quote. The councilperson, Joan Breslin, said, and I quote, "A community is people who have a common sense of purpose, and without that, jobs and new people coming in are just more people coming into a place," end quote. The Durham Elementary School was closed because, at the time, it had under 140 students. Cairo Durham School Superintendent Anthony Taibbi said October 4th that currently the largest class size at the combined elementary school is between 22 and 23. Taibbi said, and I quote, "That's not an overcrowded size," end quote. There are no plans to start teaching students at the Durham building right now. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the sickly fox spotted recently in the Cedar Park Cemetery in Hudson is being hunted by the Department of Environmental Conservation, who want to treat it for mange. DEC officials do not believe the fox is rabid, and state-licensed wildlife rehabilitator Missy Runyon, who runs Friends of the Feathered and Furry Wildlife Center in Hunter, is trying to trap and treat the fox. Mange just causes itchiness for the animal. She said, and I quote, "They, the foxes, spend so much time scratching and not eating or doing what they should be doing, which causes them to hunt during the day. Foxes with mange are often out when there is less competition," end quote. Runnin will use a box trap to catch the fox. According to the story, two other foxes with mange have been captured recently in Hudson. Anyone who sees a sick or diseased animal should contact the Wildlife Bureau via the Bureau's email, wildlife@dec.ny.gov. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny afternoon with a temperature high near 61 degrees. Friday night, the temperature low will be around 43. Your forecast for the weekend, Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 64 degrees and a Saturday night low of around 56. And Sunday, well, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms or showers after 8 a.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a temperature high near 74 degrees. Sunday night temperature low will be around 59. The sun rose this morning at 6:56 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:29 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 50 seconds less than yesterday. So there you have your WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. For local news, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
KZMB. All zombie radio.
Dear She Done Left Me Records, once again, I write protesting your holographic exploitation of blues icon Bleeding Gums Murphy. I call for a boycott and girl cut of your entire catalog until you... Sonny Rollins?
That's right, Lisa, and I'm here to beg you to stop writing those letters.
You're siding with record companies?
This isn't about money, Lisa. From Tupac Shakur to Dwight Eisenhower, holograms have introduced some of our leading dead people to a new audience of people with money. Resetting, resetting. From Tupac Shakur to Dwight Eisenhower.
You're a hologram, aren't you?
No. Resetting, resetting.
Have you no shame?
Does this answer your question?
My name is Princess Di, and I'm here to say, when I watch a DVD, it's got to be Blu-ray. Take it, Gandhi.
First Bank of Springfield, say Mumbai to hijacking fees.
Thank you. Thank you. take it, take it, take it. Excuse me. Oh, will you excuse me? I'm just trying to find the bridge. Has anybody seen the bridge? Please.
Have you seen the bridge?
I ain't seen the bridge.
Where's that confounded bridge?
get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you